I want to show you one line on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. And again, we don't have to know all the details. This is just what they call in Hebrew a keresh kfitzah. You know, it's just a board from which we're jumping off into a sugya that's relevant to many different areas, and even halacha lemaisa. The Gemara here is discussing what's called shvichas dam al hayisod, which is particularly important in chatos pnimios, meaning whatever dam is left over in the kli after you've done the zrikos, that dam has to be poured on the yisod. And the Gemara derives this from a pasuk called Pesach Ohel Moed. So let me just show you where this is. It's like smack in the middle of the page on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. And
is it Tana?
Yeah.
It's a few lines above the Tosfos that starts Asher.
Right, that's the Tosfos part of which I want to look at. Not the whole Tosfos, but just a few lines in that Tosfos. So this Gemara is based on the Mishnah back on Daf Mem Zayin, which is the beginning of this Perek, with regard to Par V'Sor Shel Yom HaKippurim, and it says there in the Mishnah that the Shiori Adam, he would be Shofech on the Yisod HaMizbeach. And we're talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But what's most important to us is that, as you know, there are four directions around the Yisod. And in this case, we need what's called the Yisod HaMaravi, literally the western side. And the Gemara wants to establish, based on a pasuk, why exactly you need the Yisod HaMaravi. My timer, says the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Omar Kra, because in a pasuk, not with regard to the Par V'Sor Shel Yom HaKippurim, but there's a pasuk with regard to the Par Kohen Moshiach, and there it says, in Vayikra Dalid, V'eskol Dam HaPar Yishpoch El Yisod HaMizbach HaOla. And then the Torah adds four words, Asher Pesach Ohel Moed. So we want to understand what the Gemara is deriving from these four words, Asher Pesach Ohel Moed. And the Gemara adds the following explanation, Hahu de Poga Bereisha. In other words, when he goes out of the Heichal on his way to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, in order to be Shofech the Dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Poga Bereisha, what's the first thing that he meets when he gets to the Mizbeach? That's called the Yisod HaMaravi. So when the Torah says that you should pour the Dam, that Shirayim, onto the Yisod HaMizbeach, the Torah adds, Asher Pesach Ol Moed. In other words, it doesn't just give you a generic term of Yisod HaMizbeach, but it gets very specific. And it tells you it's the Yisod HaMizbeach that's Asher Pesach Ol Moed. Now, what it means is that he leaves the Ol Moed, he leaves the Heichal, and he's on his way to the Mizbeach. The first side of the Mizbeach, or the four sides that he encounters, is called the Yisod HaMaravi. And the Gemara says that this phrase, Asher Pesach Ol Moed, would not really be teaching me anything else. It's basically superfluous. But it's coming to teach me that he's got to be Shofech the Dam where? On which Yisod? Which part of the Yisod? Maravi. Okay. Now, I want to show you something interesting in Tosfos. You see this long Tosfos, Asher Pesach Ol Moed. So we don't have to go through the whole Tosfos now. But I do want to focus on one point in Tosfos. If you see the lines get a little wider at some point in Tosfos, and towards the end of the second wide line, you see the word umiu? Okay. So he says, umiu, however, I want to ask you, ha gufa kasha, the lovely crow, why do I need a pasuk, de, quote, Pesach Oel Moed? Meaning Tosfos wants to present a logically compelling reason why we would definitely choose the western side of the Yisod HaMizbeach for the Shvichas Adam, even without the Pasuk Pesach Ol Moed, which makes the Pasuk completely unnecessary. Now, what would be a logically compelling reason to choose of the four sides of the Mizbeach, Dafka, the Marav? And again, we're talking about Shiori Adam of Chatos Pnimios, which have to be poured on the Yisod HaMizbeach Maravi, Yisod HaMaravi. Tosfos says, because Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. Have you ever heard that phrase? Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos? Yes.
If you have an opportunity, you should take it. Even something
right.
as simple as passing.
You don't pass it. Over a mitzvah.
Even when you pass a Kiddush, you shouldn't, you know, like Kosa Shabracha, I understand you shouldn't pass it on to someone else.
You have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, don't skip over a mitzvah. And maybe that's a nice, you know, how should I say, moral or religious imperative, but how do I know that it's halakhically binding? The Gemara there is talking about the Seder of Nesinas Dam on Karnas HaMizbeach. In other words, which Karen of the four Kronos do you start with? And the Gemara says that you start with what's called the Mizrachis Sfonis, which means the northeastern side of the Mizbeach, rather than the southwestern side of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks to Uparach, Maishna Diyoev Mizracha Tzafon Bereisha, what compels you to assume that the first of the four Nesinos should be what we call the northeastern side of the Mizbeach? Why not choose the southern side, or the western side, or the southwestern side? There are four corners, right? So the Gemara answers, because the first thing that he gets to, the Kohen, is the northeastern side. That's called Poga Bereisha.
Are we talking about coming up the ramp and there's the four corners on the ramp?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, but the first corner he hits is the southeast corner. How could it be the northeast corner? You're coming up the ramp, it's the southeast corner on his right.
So what we're saying is that he should put it on the northeast corner. Why, you're asking why the northeast corner?
His first corner, and that's the way I learned it. That the
right.
first.
So
corner.
I don't know. I don't have a Gemara Yuma here. Maybe if we get a chance, we'll do the Gemara Yuma. But now look at Tosa's second example. He says, "Gabi Dishun Mizbeach Apnimi VaMenorah." So there are two mitzvahs of Dishun. One is the Mizbeach, you know, to get rid of all the ashes. And the other one is the menorah, because after on a daily basis they have to do what's called dishun amenorah. The Amrita, the Gemara says in Yuma, did dishun mizbeach kodem, that the first thing that he gets to, again we're talking about inside the heichal, is the mizbeach, and then he goes onwards towards the southern side where the menorah is. And why is that? Mishum de'ein ma'avir na'al mitzvahs. So when the kohen comes into the heichal, the first thing he encounters before he even gets to the menorah is the mizbeach. So what do we see? Once again, we see that the first thing you encounter, the first place you get to, that's where you should do the mitzvah. And therefore, right here, when he leaves the heichal and he gets to the mizbeach, then he gets to the yisod hamarav. So what do I need al pesach ol moed? V'chei, now he gives a third example. This example is from a Gemara also in Yuma, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And the Gemara says, Diavuri Dara Atotofsa Asur. Now the word Totofsa is an Aramaic word which also appears in the Bible, by the way, for tefillin. And now what he has is the following. He's got his tefillin shel yad and his tefillin shel rosh. And the first thing he gets to is his tefillin shel yad. I guess because, you know, when you pick up something in your hand, so you put, you know, let's say in the right hand, you put it on your left hand. And then you get to the tefillin shel rosh. But once again, we're applying the principle of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvah. So Tosfos has three examples here of the principle of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvah. One is the Seder Nesinas Adam on the Karnas HaMizbeach. The other is the Seder of Dishun Mizbeach, where the Dishun Mizbeach comes before Dishun Menorah. And the third is Tefillin Shel Yad before Tefillin Shel Rosh. So once again, just to reiterate Tosfos' original kasha, why then does the Gemara here need a pasuk to teach you that the Shvichas Dam of the Pnimios, of the Chatos Pnimios, should be on the western side? After all, that's the first side he gets to, so he has to do it there. That's his first opportunity. And Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos. So Tosfos answers V'yesh Lomar, D'lo Shayach Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos, that that principle would not apply here. Ella. Wow. When you come in, it's always a splash. Just kidding, Shmuel. It's good to see you.
I take back what I said. Is what I was thinking of the outer Mizbeach. But the inner Mizbeach, you're right, the northwest is the first. Northeast is the first one.
You have a picture of that there?
Yeah.
If you want to pass it around, we'll all enjoy the picture.
Just hold it up.
This is the Mizbeach. So if he's coming in the Echel, so the northeast is the first one he comes to.
Right.
Whereas on the outer altar, if he's coming up, it's the southeast that he comes to first. And that's what I was thinking of.
So Tosus answers the following. Lo shayach ein ma'avir al mitzvus el k'sheish shtei mitzvus lefano. He's got two mitzvahs in front of him. Now, in the case of Dishun, I understand very well. You know, he's got two mitzvahs of Dishun. He's got Dishun Mizbeach, and he's got Dishun Menorah. In the case of the four Kronos, he's got four Zrikos, and he has to know which Zrika he should start with. And finally, in the case of Tefillin, he's got two mitzvahs of Tefillin. He's got Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Kigon Dishun Mizbeach Pnimi, Dishun HaMenorah. Kigon Mitzvahs Kronos, She'eni Yodeh Meheichon Yaschil. Where should he begin? Because he's got many parts to this mitzvah. So Eim Avir Olam Mitzvahs tells him that he should not delay by passing over one Keren, and in this case we said it's the Keren Mizrachis Tzfonis, and go on to the next Keren. Why not take advantage of the first Keren? That's called Eim Avir Olam Mitzvahs. And the same thing in Tefillin. Aval, but now we get to the case of Shpicha Shirayim. And we want to know direction, I guess you'd say, of the Mizbeach for the Yesod, should he do the Shvichas Tomim? Is Lokav Inon Mehai Taimo. I'm sorry, Lokav Inon, I should read it like that, Mehai Taimo. We're not going to establish where and which direction, which side of the Mizbeach is the proper side for the mitzvah Shvichas Yesod HaMizbeach, and therefore this reasoning of Eim Avin al Mitzvahs to tell me that he should be Shofech on the Yesod HaMaravi Ilav de Gol Yikra, if not for the Pasuk telling me this El Pesach Ol Moed Behedra explicitly, I would not understand what's going on.
Can I just repeat that?
Again, I can repeat the words, I can't tell you what he's saying, but he's saying the following, that in all other cases, Tosus says, Eim Avir Olam Mitzvahs applies because he has Shtei Mitzvahs Lefano.
Right.
And we can go through all the cases that Tosus mentioned and prove that in each got to say Shtei Mitzvahs. But when you have one mitzvah and you want to know how to do that mitzvah, then Eim Avir Olam Mitzvahs doesn't apply. So I need a pasuk for that, that's called El Pesach Ol Moed.
Okay.
So if you have the second volume of the Nefesh Tova, then we're looking at Simon Chaf Hei. Just I warn you that, you know, when you look for Simon Chaf Hei, this second volume has three parts to it. So you have to know which part you're looking at. Because every part starts with a new...
Do you have the second one? This is the first.
With new numbers. Okay, so we're looking in the fifth chapter, which is called Ezer Mekomen Shel Zvachim. And we're looking here at Chaf Hei. Now I can even tell you what page it's on, because I have the same. I think I have the same printing that you do.
It should have been here.
Okay.
No, this is Gimel. That's
Gimel. You have that.
Should know. Should have been down here.
You don't have bed?
I put it here.
Well, this further substantiates what we've been saying, that it's hard to find a safe place.
Would someone take, even though it said inside that it was belonged to somebody?
I don't know. I can't answer that question, Don. I can only tell you that I didn't steal it.
Go to your left there.
Because mine says Berzon on it.
Maybe somebody returned
it. There you go. Before. Yes.
See, Shmuel has those pork eyes.
Good for you, Shmuel.
So what page are you looking at?
We're looking at page Tough Mem, which is equivalent to 440. Okay?
No, that's okay.
So you'll see on the bottom left of Taf Mem, it says Simon Chaf Hey, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole section in dark print, in bold. That's just a quote of verbatim of the Tosfos that we just did. Bepashtus ayinira kavanas haTosfos lechalik delo shayach ein mavir al mitzvah kshei shtei mitzvah lefanu meniach haachas shez nizdam lefanu kidei lekayinus hashniya. He's so to speak insulting the first mitzvah for the sake of the second mitzvah, and he has no right to do that. Like, for example, he has Dishin Mizbeach, which he gets to first, so he's going to leave out the Mizbeach, jump over the Mizbeach in order to get to the menorah, or he's got Tefillin Shel Yad, and he's going to leave out the Tefillin Shel Yad in order to put on Tefillin Shel Rosh. That's kind of jumping over a mitzvah. Avol, now we're on the top of page Tuf Mem Aleph. Hacha, here. Omeres Lefan V'chak Mitzvah Achas. He has the mitzvah of Shvich HaShirayim. You want to know which side of the Mizbeach he should do it on. That's not called Ein Mavirin, because even if he delays the mitzvah from the first opportunity, let's say we call it Ma'aravis, you know, he gets to the western side and he pushes that off, even though he had that opportunity, but nevertheless he decides to do the shvicha on the other side. He hasn't insulted any mitzvah. You can only say that he's delaying the mitzvah. Okay, we'll see about that. But he's not jumping over any mitzvah, meaning he's not putting any mitzvah on the back burners. He says, Tzarech ir lefi zeh, he doesn't understand how to fit this logic into the words of Tosfos. Dehavi l'lisayim b'meshe poscho. Tosfos should have ended in the same language, in the same presentation that he started. V'lichtov, he should have said, D'lo shayach eim avir al mitzvah l'v'shtei mitzvahs. Avol b'mitzvah achas lo. If there's one mitzvah and he's not insulting that mitzvah, he's just delaying the mitzvah, that's not mavir al mitzvahs. But instead, if you look at Tosfos' language carefully, he adds the phrase, Avol l'kvoa moko mashvich hashirayim lo kavinon. Why does he give this whole long explanation that if he's coming to be kofer mokom lo kavin on mihay time, he doesn't determine the mokom based on that logic without the pasuk? Why didn't he just say it's one mitzvah? He started by saying that I'll show you that in all the cases of eim avinu mitzvahs, what's common to all three cases is that you have two mitzvahs, and by jumping over the first mitzvah to do the second, you've left the first mitzvah behind. Here, in the case of Shvichas Dom, he only has one mitzvah. You know, it's not like he has to do it on four sides, like in the case of Zrikas Dom. You know, he has a Zrika here and a Zrika here. He has only one Shvichas Dom. So why is Tosfos adding this very long-winded answer? That's what the Rashi wants to understand. And again, I always like to get a methodology from this, that sometimes, if we're careful about reading a Rishon, we'll see that there are extra words that we should... In Yiddish we say shtel. Shtel means we should be thinking about that. Now he has a second question. This is based on a sugya in Menachos Daf Dalet Amid Beis. And the Mishnah establishes that mitzvahs haomer lahavi min hakarov. And the Gemara, again we'll try to explain this as we go along. And the Gemara says, my taima, Ibois Ema Mishum Carmel, Ibois Ema Mishum Di Ema Virnala Mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara offers one possibility of justifying why he should take the Omer from Karov. Karov means he's got a field, and it's growing barley in the field, and he should take the first barley and cut it off. If he skips over that barley and he goes to a barley on the other side or a little bit further down in the field, then the Gemara suggests that he violates the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. So Tosfos says, what kind of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs? Tosfos just finished telling us here in Masechet Zvachim that Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs only applies when there are two mitzvahs. There we're talking about the Omer. There's only one mitzvah. The only difference is, should you take the karov, the first opportune moment that you had, or are you allowed to delay it? And the Gemara says, no, don't delay it. Take advantage of the first opportunity. If that be the case, let's apply that to the case of Shvichas Yisod. You have four corners here, four sides. Take the first side that you get to when you leave the Heichal. Why are you delaying it? Now he quotes a Shita Mekubetzes, and I'm assuming that this Shita Mekubetzes is in Masechta Menachos, if I have the right impression. He says the Shita over there, Menachos, quotes our Tosus here in Zvachim, and he asks the following stira. How does the Gemara tell us that there's a problem of Eima Vina al Mitzvahs in the case of the Omer, when Tosus just finished saying that there's no such thing as Eima Vina al Mitzvahs with regard to one mitzvah? The Hasam Lohavi El Lekvo Makom Uka Omar Eim Ma Vina al Mitzvahs. Now, we want to know where to be kovei the makom. Which makom should I be taking the omer from? The answer is the first place, the karov, the closest place. Otherwise, you violate eima v'yunal and mitzvahs. And Tosfos by us says that if you want to be kovei a makom for the shvichas hashirayim, then you would not have to necessarily put it on the maravi. You could be kovei a makom somewhere else, if not for the pasuk el pesach ol moed. Hare. It seems that the Shita Mekubetzes understood that Tosfos was differentiating between one mitzvah and two mitzvahs. In one mitzvah, you just want to know about Kviyas Makom. There, I don't apply the principle of Eima Vina Mitzvahs. In two mitzvahs, when I jump over one mitzvah, that's where I apply Eima Vina Mitzvahs. And based on that interpretation of Tosfos, the Shita Mekubetzes asks the steer of the contradiction from the Gemara Menachos in the case of the Omer. Omnom, however, he says Atosus Sham, if you take a look there in Menachos, you will see Kosvu Kidivrayan Bishmatin, Tloshach Mavirlek Sheshte Mitzus Lafon, Kondishun Mizbeachu Menorah, Bechain Bahach Dishmaitin, Shenotel Minakorov, Avalikvoa Mokom, Lishvicha Shirayim Lo Kovume Taima. If Cain ain't be a devram to mitzvah achas lo nemer, Tosfos says explicitly there that we're going to apply the principle of ein mavir al mitzvahs in the case of the omer, of cutting down the omer, and we're going to require that he take minakaro if he cut down the closer ones. And Tosfos says that's not the same as shvichas shirayim, because in Shvichas Shirayim, lo kavu mehai time. They would not determine where you have to do the Shirayim, the Shvichas Shirayim, based on that logic of Karov. So you see that Tosfos in Menachos is not operating with one mitzvah versus two mitzvahs. He's operating with the question of Richuk as opposed to Karov, meaning when he says Shtei Mitzvahs in the case of Dishan HaMizbeach, he's not counting mitzvahs. He's just pointing out that there are two mitzvahs, one of which is Karov, that's called the Mizbeach, and the other is Rachok, that's called the Menorah. And he says the same logic, Tosfos says, applies to Omer. I take from the Karov and not from the Rachok. Masha Enkin, he says, in the case of Shirayim, that's a different story. Why? Because that's a Kviyas Makom. They're determining the Makom. What's that all about? But clearly he's not limiting Eima Vina Mitzvahs to the case of two mitzvahs. He would apply Eima Vina Mitzvahs even in the case of one mitzvah if there's a Kiruv and a Richuk. Now Rabosai, before we go on, because I like to use my own intelligence here, isn't there a clear-cut distinction between the case of the Omer and our case of Shvichas HaShirayim? Does anybody see a clear-cut distinction? You want to think about that for a minute? I'm asking the following. His problem, the Nefesh Tova, based on a Tosfos in Menachos, and also our Tosfos, is that you see clearly from Tosfos in Menachos that forget about one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. If there's a question of that which comes first, it's closer to you, as opposed to that mitzvah which is at a distance, or the same mitzvah at a distance. I don't want to say another mitzvah at a distance, because then I'm going to confuse you. Tosfos is talking about one mitzvah of Omer, and Tosfos maintains that Eima Vina Mitzvahs forces you to take advantage of the Kiruv, of the first opportunity that you encounter, which means this part of the field, and not wait till the other part of the field. And then Tosfos says, well, that has nothing to do with our sugya in Yesod, in Shvichas Shirayim, because in Shvichas Shirayim you want to be Koveya Makom. And the Rosh Yeshiva says, I don't get it. You know, if Tosfos is differentiating between one mitzvah and two mitzvahs, okay, because then I understand. Tosfos says you want to be Koveya one single mitzvah, and that's Shvichas Shirayim, so you don't apply the principle of Ein Mavirin. And the Rosh Yeshiva is bothered because Tosfos himself says, I will apply the principle of Eimah Virin to the case of the Omer, even though it's only one mitzvah. But what I was asking you was, do you see any clear distinction between the Omer case and the Shvichas Shirayim case?
In the Omer case, there's no sequence, there's no higher value of you have to do A, B, and C. You go into your field and you take. In the Middash, you have to start at this corner and that corner. There's no sequencing.
Well, maybe there's some of the Omer is higher quality.
I don't like it. Yeah?
Maybe some of the Omer is higher quality. You want to skip to the better...
Oh, so that's the other answer in the Gemara. The Gemara answers caramel. Again, we'd have to see that. But one of the answers the Gemara gives is that assuming everything is equal quality, then Eimah Avir non mitzvahs and take that which is karav. And Tosfos says that's a clear-cut violation if you were to wait until you got to the end of the field. I'm just dramatizing it. But if you skipped over the beginning of the field, you'd be in violation of the principle of Ein Ma'avir Non Mitzvahs. So the Rosh Yeshiva is asking, why not apply that same identical logic to the case of the Kohen who's leaving the Heichal, he's going out to the Mizbeach HaChitzon in order to do the Shvich HaShirayim, and the first thing he gets to is what's called the Yesod HaMaravi. And the Gemara says, no, we need a pasuk to teach me Yesod HaMaravi. Why not just apply the principle of Eimah Avir Non Mitzvahs? So what I was asking you is, does anybody here see a clear-cut distinction, as I think I do? I mean, again, you'll be the jury and you'll tell me if I'm wrong. But I see, for one, a clear-cut distinction between the issue of Shvich HaShirayim and the question of Omer. Anybody see that? Here's what I want to suggest. And I'm hoping, by the way, that he's going to say this. I did not cheat. If he doesn't say this, I'm going to be very upset because I think I have something intelligent to say over here. The question that we're asking in Omer and the question that we're asking in Shvichas Dam al Yesod, two distinct, fundamentally different questions. In the case of the Omer, I'm just asking, how do I go about fulfilling this mitzvah? In other words, what's the optimum way of doing this mitzvah? That's not what I'm asking in the case of Shvichas Shirayim. I'm not asking what's the best way to enhance the mitzvah and fulfill the mitzvah, you know, the way we should. I'm asking a different question. I'm asking, is there a yesod, right, of the four sides to the Mizbeach, is there one yesod which the Torah singled out? And if the Torah singles that out, it means I cannot fulfill this mitzvah if I use another yesod. You see, in the case of the Omer, we're not asking, well, he skipped over the close shibboleth, you know, the close bali, and he went to the far bali. Did he forfeit the mitzvah? That's not a bit of kviyas makom. Okay, let me write this on the whiteboard if we can.
How's that different than the pasuk?
Here, watch. I'm trying to explain why we need the pasuk. Do you understand? Why we need the pasuk? Because we're talking about kviyas makom lemitzvah. What do I mean to say? In the case of the Bali, I'm not going to give you a makom, you know, like there's a certain halachic name. You open up a Shulchan Aruch, you say, oh, here's the makom for cutting down the Bali for the Omer. No, I'm just saying in every particular case, you know, Reuven is in his field, Shimon is in his field, and Levi is in his field, and you want to know where and which Bali you should cut down. So the best way of embellishing your mitzvah is to take advantage of the first opportunity. That's called Eimah Avir Non Mitzvahs. That's not what's going on here in Shvichas Damim. In Shvichas Damim of Shirayim, what we're talking about is the mitzvah itself. We're trying to be koveya the mitzvah. We want to know how you are fulfilling the mitzvah. We're not talking about Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We're not talking about how to enhance the mitzvah, how to fulfill it the most beautiful way possible. We want to know, what does the Torah require? And there's going to be one answer to that question. How many possible answers are there? How many candidates are there?
One.
No, I'm saying the pasuk. You're right, after the pasuk there's only one candidate.
Four.
But before the pasuk there are four candidates. So I don't know, do I do the mitzvah here, 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 or here? Eimah Avir Non Mitzvahs is not going to tell me that. Eimah Avir Non Mitzvahs can tell me how to beautify the mitzvah once you've defined the mitzvah. But now I want to define the mitzvah itself.
So you're saying in Omer, there's only one mitzvah. It's not like there's a whole...
No, that's not what I'm saying.
One
what I'm saying is that in Omer, I'm not asking for a se'if, you know, a paragraph in the Shulchan Aruch that's going to answer me, where on the face of the earth do I cut my omer from? Give me a place, X, on the face of the universe, that's where I have to go to cut the omer. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, not kviyas makom liomer, I'm just asking, in any particular scenario, what's the best way of cutting down the omer? How should I go about doing it to enhance the mitzvah, beautify the mitzvah? And the answer is, take advantage of your first opportunity. That's called aim avir na mitzvah. Don't give up an opportunity. Here, in the case of Shvichas Shiraim, I'm asking a whole different question. I'm not asking how to beautify the mitzvah. I'm asking, what is the mitzvah? What are the halachic requirements for Yisod? Is it this Yisod? Is it that Yisod? Is it that Yisod? We're defining Ma'aravi, Yisod HaMa'aravi, as the exclusive spot, we'll call it X, on the face of the planet, where I'm fulfilling this mitzvah. That's called Kviyas Makom LeMitzvah. So, for example, if I were to ask you whether to put on Tefillin Shel Yad first or Tefillin Shel Rosh first, that's not Kviyas Makom. I'm not asking the question, well, where do I put the Tefillin on? I know very well. Tefillin Shel Yad goes here, Tefillin Shel Rosh goes here. But I want to know, to embellish the mitzvah, how do I go about doing it? And the answer is, take advantage of the opportunity of Shel Yad, and then of Shel Rosh, I have Dishun this and Dishun that, I got two mitzvahs. How should I organize my mitzvahs in the way that would embellish the mitzvahs? But I'm asking for Kviyas Makom. I know exactly what the Kviyas Makom is. The Kviyas Makom for Dishon is on the Mizbeach. The Kviyas Makom for Menorah, for Dishon of Menorah, is on the Menorah. I'm not asking about a question about Kviyas Makom. I'm asking how to go about implementing the mitzvah in the way that I will do it, in the most beautiful way possible, and that's called Eim Avir Na Mitzvahs. Here, I'm trying to define the mitzvah itself. What is the Makom on which the Torah singled out for the mitzvah of Shvi'ah? And here we're not going to use Eim Avir Na Mitzvahs. Why? Because you know what? There are three other candidates here. And they're all vying here in the room. Each one is yelling and screaming, hey, I want to get the mitzvah of Shvi'ah's Dam. So I don't know which one it is. Maybe there's some significance to the eastern side. Maybe there's some significance to the southern side or the northern side. Why dafka the western side? So that's not Eim Avir Na Mitzvahs. That's a din of Pesach Ol Moed. Pesach Ol Moed is exactly the side of the Mizbeach we have to do this mitzvah. Does anybody follow me? I guess not. I tried. Let's see what he says. I'm really, really hoping he's going to say this. If he doesn't, I'm going to be perplexed. He says the following. We're at the end of the paragraph he owed. He says, "V'im kein ein bir divrayim de mitzvah achas, de mitzvah achas lo nemar din ein mavira al mitzvus." Because again, in the case of Omer, we're only talking about one mitzvah, and yet we say ein mavira al mitzvus. Avagav she poschu di ein omrim kein el v'shtei mitzvus. Even though in the opening paragraph, it sounds like he was saying that ein mavira al mitzvus only applies to two mitzvus. The kavanosam tzricha iyun. We have to really sharpen up our understanding of Tosfos. So let's see what he quotes here, an answer, an explanation from the Brisker Rav, the Kavonas HaTosfos. Okay, you want to see that inside? It's always good to see it inside if you can. He says, "The lo chashiv mavir al mitzvah elahecha sheksha osa es ha mitzvah hashnia lo miskayemes harishona." Oh, this is not what I said. Okay, this is not good. V'chein after mitzvah achas, im kisha ose osa b'mokom hasheni, ein hi miskayemes b'mokom harishon. That's the exact opposite of what I said. Okay. I tried. U'kigon im yavi omer min ha-rochok, lo niskayma mitzvah savas ha-omer min ha-korot. Lo kavina me haytaima, dahainu She'ein mechalken esisod l'shnei mekomos kidei she'ikore maver al mitzvus im nosein al yisod rov. Ke'ein zeh v'chazon Yechezkel. Okay, Rav Osai, I'm going to tell you what he says, but it's exact opposite of what I wanted to say. He's saying that ein mavir al mitzvus only applies if I'm going to forfeit the mitzvah. Okay, I'll read to you the key sentence here, which is on the bottom right. He says, "Ela heichuk sha'oses a mitzvah shniyah lo miskayemes harishon." That by picking up the second mitzvah, I forfeit the first mitzvah. And then he applies that on the top left to the case of Omer, that if I go all the way out to the end of my field at a distance, then I forfeit the mitzvah from the Karov. But he says in Shmicha Shirayim, he says no matter which side I do it on, whether it's Maravi, Dromi, etc., then it's all one entity. And therefore, I don't apply the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. I'm not forfeiting any part of the mitzvah, or any mitzvah.
How's that different than, I don't understand the distinction between the four sides of the Mizbeach versus any place in my field. It's one field, it's just like it's one Mizbeach.
So the only answer I can give you, Don, because again, I find myself hard-pressed to try to defend his position. It's not my position.
Right.
But since I want to... So I think what he's saying is that there's a mitzvah called Omer min HaKarov, and there's a mitzvah called Omer min HaRachok. And they're two different mitzvahs. Again, I would never have said such a thing in a million years, but that for some reason, I don't know, maybe he has proofs for that.
Well, he has an obligation to bring a certain amount of Omer, so if he brings it from the Rachok, then he's fulfilled his quota and he can't go back to the first. Is that...
Right, but I'm just saying, did he fulfill his mitzvah? I would never in a million light years say, well, he went all the way to the Rachok, therefore he forfeited the mitzvah. Why is that so? He says, lo niskayma mitzvah min HaKarov. As if to say that the Karov itself is a separate entity, a separate mitzvah. I can't do any better for him. The next paragraph, he quotes the Chofetz Chaim, ubilikutei halachos, ein nirakein. Oh, so that's good. Maybe there's still a light at the end of the tunnel. He says, because of the afledas harambam, the ein tzarch lishpok shirayim kenegeda pesach. He says you have to look at the previous os. Okay, let me just see chaf dalet, I guess that is. Well, what's the name of chaf dalet? Let's just see what the name of it is, because I didn't. My time on Kro. Oh, I see. It's got the same opening as ours. So he says that Mikomakom l'chatchilu tzarich litain keneged haPesach mishum de'ein ma'avir nala mitzvus. Hare di'afti yisod echad v'yisod echad tzarich litain al chelko akarov mishum de'ein ma'avir. Wow, you hear what he's saying now? This is amazing. The Chofetz Chaim claims that our sugya is not just saying that when he walks out of the Heichal, he looks for the Yisod HaMaravi, for the Shrikas HaShirayim, it's more than that. Here's the Yisod HaMaravi. It stretches, 30 hours, right? Whatever it is. But the first spot that he gets to, that's the spot that he has to do the Shvicha. And this for sure is against the Brisker Rav. Why? Because here in the Chofetz Chaim's frame of reference, we're applying the principle of Eima Vina Mitzvahs within the Yisod itself. I'm saying within the Yisod HaMaravi itself, with subdividing the Yisod HaMaravi into its component parts. In that case, for sure, it's not that, well, you're jumping over a mitzvah. Meaning, if there is such a thing in Omer as min HaKarovim and HaRachok, that's not relevant to the Yisod HaMaravi. The Yisod HaMaravi is certainly one entity that's indivisible. And yet, Afal Pichen, the Lekutei Halachos applies the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs to say that within the Yisod HaMaravi, he's got to pour the dam on that first place that he encounters. ulechori yesh lo chiyach kain gam b'diri atos rei hikshu amai b'in in krol pesach ol mor v'tepek le mishum dey mavin ulechora came in the sphere le atos v'stim mishum din pesach ol mor b'in in lite dafka kineget ha-pesach im kain mai hikshu ha b'in in mikhtah pesach ol mor k'dey lahatzrich nesina dafka kineget ha-pesach de'im mishum eim avir yochel litein al kol yisoda marov according to the Brisker Rav. Val karchach the afmi din ein mavar no sein dafka kineged a pesach ulahachi hikshu delo itzrich kro. So this idea of kineged a pesach that exactly as he enters into the azara and he leaves the pesach of the heichal to go into the azara, he has to put the dam right there at that close proximity, at that point. And that's derived from Eima Avir Nal Mitzvah. And Tosus says that's why I don't need the pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed. So you see that even within the Yesod Hamaravi, there is a din of Eima Avir Nal Mitzvah.
Could this be an example of where maybe it's overthinking? If I may be so humble as to suggest such a thing.
What do you mean by overthinking?
In other words, you have a pasuk. Pasuk, right?
I
mean, at least in the amount of learning, you have a pasuk, you use logic, right?
Right.
So in the case of the Ein Mavirin Alam Mitzvot, that's a principle, and based upon the principle, you're using the logic of not skipping over when you have two mitzvot in front of you. But in this case, you have the pasuk. So why not just accept? You got the pasuk. Why look for further reasoning? Why I need the pasuk?
Well, so this is a very important a very important methodological principle that applies all over Shas. Okay. That if I can use logic, and the logic is compelling to derive a certain conclusion, then we don't need a pasuk, and the pasuk becomes superfluous. And we always have to rack our brains to figure out why the Torah bothered with that pasuk. Because the premise is that the Torah is very, very abridged, very stingy on ink, if I can use that phrase, and the Torah never wastes any words.
So using that logic, if there's no other reason or no other use of that pasuk for some other procedure, halacha, then why not just use it? And in other words, I know when there's a possibility I can use the same pasuk for two different things, so I'm trying to figure out which one it is, so they have to figure out where I can go someplace else, right? But in this
again,
case...
Again, you could use it, like you say, why not use it? Use it, but tell me some chidush. That's the rule of the game. You can't just use it to tell me what I already know. You have to use it to tell me something I don't know.
Well, before I had the pasuk, I didn't know which way to put it.
No, that's what Tosus claiming, that I would know it even without it because of the principle of Eima Avir Nal Mitzvahs. And that the Gemara uses all over the place.
I admit I'm a novice when it comes to this stuff, but if I have the Pasuk and I can't use that Pasuk for anything else, I can't relate it to anything else, so why not just use it? Why do I have to go...
So it means that you don't understand the Pasuk. If your answer is, well, use it for this, but I know this, then you haven't answered your question. You could always say, I don't know the answer to that question. That's also valid. The Gemara says teku many times, and we don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. But the premise is that until you figure out why the pasuk is there and what halacha it's telling me, then I don't understand what it's, I'm missing a yesh li chor ba'haskalah. We say we're missing something in our knowledge. Well, one of the principles in Kutchin that we've discussed on many occasions is shina lova kosuv le akev, which means that when the Torah repeats itself, it's telling you that it's not just le mitzvah, but it's likuva, that it's absolutely critical. So that could be a valid way of justifying a pasuk. But right now, Tosus is of the mindset that I need this pasuk to teach me the halacha of El Pesach Ol Moed. That as soon as he comes out of the Heichal and he encounters the Yesod HaMaravi, he should do the Shvichas HaShirayim. Tosfos says, what do I need a pasuk for that? The Gemara derives that from Pasuk El Pesach Ol Moed. Why not derive from the logic and a principle that applies all over Shas and all of Halacha of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos?
I mean, I've heard it said that there's no Mishnah without a Chidush. If there wasn't a Chidush, the Mishnah would be. It's the same way with the Pesukim.
How much more so with the Pasuk? With 50 times of a Kal V'Chomer. Yeah, I mean, half of what we've been doing in Zvachim is really to answer the question, why do we need this word and this letter? And that's all of what we... you know, if you say, well, the pasuk told me, then you might as well throw in the towel on the sefer zvachim, right? You know, 90% of what we've been doing in zvachim so far, you know, and we're up to about page 50 here, is why do we need this pasuk? This pasuk, that pasuk. It's right. It's all that. So he, so far, I don't see that he addresses our svara. I don't know, maybe he gets to it later. Let's just see. Take a look on the bottom right for a minute. And he says the following, V'ayin b'megillah da vavam in beis. The ladas Rabbi Eliezer, if it's a Shana Muberes, that means the two Chodesh Adars, in which month should we read Megillas Esther? Says Rabbi Eliezer, we should read it in the first Adar. We don't Pascha like that. We read it in the second Adar. And the Gemara says, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? Ein mavirin al mitzvos. In other words, both Adars are very fine candidates for the mitzvah of Purim. Let's take the first opportunity and fulfill it on in Adar Rishon. L'divrei Agriz, Asi Shapit, that read in time of the Ema Vinal Mitzvahs, Afal Pidavi Mitzvah Achas, Mishum Dikshakshorin Beadar Sheni, Lonis Kaima Kriya Berishon, Vayidumya Davasa Omim and Arachok, Tishnei Adorim, Kishnei Makomos. In other words, I'm forfeiting the mitzvah on Adar Rishon, like the case of Min HaKarov, I'm forfeiting the mitzvah of Omer on the Karov. Omnam Tosis Sham, Heviu Perusham, Hacha, the Dafka B'Shtei Mitzvahs, I'm reading Eim Avim, because for Allah, V'zeh Eino, Dibimikra Megil, Lekel Mitzvah Achas. So you see that Tosis wants to suggest that even in one mitzvah, there's Eim Avim on mitzvahs, and that we see from Rabbi Eliezer. As we go back to the Shita Megubetzes, that it all depends on whether there are two mitzvahs or one mitzvah. In the case of Megillah, how many mitzvahs are we dealing with? Only one. And therefore, Tosa says that we will not apply the principle of Ein Mavirin al mitzvahs because Dafka B'Shtei mitzvahs. In Kain Kasha, Mehach de Megillah. Oh, so what are we doing with Rabbi Eliezer? He, for one, does apply the principle of Ein Mavirin al mitzvahs to Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, even though it's only one mitzvah. And then the Sugi Menachos of Havasa Omer, where we say you have to bring him in a Karav, there is also only one mitzvah, and yet we apply the principle of Ein Mavirin al mitzvahs. It's Tosus B'Sugyan of Menachos Polig, Pligi Al Hashitim Gubetz Vatos B'Megillah, Svirulei Di'af B'Mitzvah Achas, Amrinan Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, Kishalonis Kaimo Al Mitzvah B'Mokom Arisha. So basically we have a sheet of Tosus which says that even if we're dealing with one mitzvah, we still apply the principle of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs. If by forfeiting the first makom, the first opportunity, in order to push off the mitzvah for the second makom, that's called lonis kaima mitzvah b'makom arishon. That's itself is enough for ein mavir nala mitzvahs. So what's going to be now, according to Tosus, in the case of shvichas dam al yisod maravi? What are we going to say about that? I mean, there if he skips over the makom maravi, then obviously, he's violating Ein Mavirin al mitzvah. Why do we need the pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed? Ubituri Evan. Does anybody know? I mean, again, I'm going to tell you the more how should I say the more popular name of the Turi Evan for a different work that he authored. But again, if you don't know the name of the other work, so this is not going to mean anything to you. But there's a very famous book called the Shagas Aryeh. No, you never heard of him. Anyway, the Shagas Aryeh is also the author of the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan is a less famous work, but it's written by the same author as the Shagas Aryeh, which literally means the roar of the lion. Okay. So he writes that Rabbi Eliezer's Ein Mavino Mitzvah is to force us to choose Adar Rishon for the mitzvah of Purim. Is the Chol Mokum Diomer Ein Mavir Nahainu Sheyesh Lefanov Shtei Mitzvah Sheyesh Lelasos Tchila Lahai De Poga Bereisha O Shlo Yavir Al Mokum HaMitzvah Mitzvah Bahai De Begila Ein Lo Havoras Mokum Lo Mitzvah Cheres El Havoras Man Bilvat. Bedomil cholhani, the tnan shemitzvosim kol ayom bebegila v'hal mosif diim lo ason shakras ema mishum ema vinal pitzvizim akdila mitzvus. Wow, interesting chiddush of the Turi Evin. The Turi Evin says that there are two principles; they shouldn't be confused. One is called ein mavir nal mitzvus, and that means either that you are obligated to the mitzvah at the first opportunity when you get that opportunity. Or it means that you shouldn't leave the makom mitzvah behind and go on to a different makom. But in the case of Megillah, you don't have any permutation, any application of ein mavir na mitzvah. So you're not being mavir makom because there's no makom here, and you're not giving up one mitzvah for another mitzvah because there's only one mitzvah here. But rather, we have a different principle in halacha, and that's called zrizim makdimim lemitzvahs. That's halacha in zman. That when a mitzvah has a time period, we should take advantage of the earliest time period possible to implement the mitzvah. And here in the case of Purim, since you could either read the Megillah on Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, take advantage of the first period of time that's called Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. So when Rabbi Eliezer in Masechta Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis says that the reason why Adar Rishon is going to be the right candidate to choose for Megillah is because of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos, says the Turi Evin, it doesn't mean the technical Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. That can't apply here. It's only a question of Zman. You're not being over on one mitzvah, on one Makom HaMitzvah, or leaving one mitzvah for the sake of another mitzvah. So the answer is that Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos in Rabbi Eliezer's frame of reference really means Zrizim Akdim Nal Mitzvos. That don't pass over a time period which is appropriate for the mitzvah and gives you an opportunity to fulfill that mitzvah. You have Adar Rishon is an opportune moment for the mitzvah, says Rabbi Eliezer, take advantage of that opportunity. Otherwise, you're in violation of the principle of Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. And where do we find that principle of Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs? We have the case of Megillah and Hallel. Right, you can read the Megillah during the day and you can read Hallel. And in both cases, the Torah, the Halacha, allows you the entire day to fulfill the mitzvah. Up until Shkia, let's say. So am I allowed to postpone the Megillah reading until a half hour before Shkia, or reading Hallel 5 minutes before Shkia? The answer is no. Why? Because I have to do this mitzvah shachris in the morning. That's called Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. And here too, in the case of Megillah, since I have Adar Rishon as an opportunity, I can't give up on that opportunity because I want to be a Zariz B'mitzvah. I think in English, in fancy English, it's called alacrity. A-L, if you've ever heard the word alacrity. He says, Ulam B'divrei HaTosfos Vadei Mevu'ar. Tosis clearly understood that Rabbi Eliezer's business about Megillah is an application of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs. It's not the Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. Sharei Hikshu Mizeh Al Masha Biru B'Sugyan Delo Amrinan Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvah Mitzvah Achas. Why did Tosis raise the following objection? If Ein Mavir only applies to one mitzvah, why does Rabbi Eliezer apply it to the case? I'm sorry, if Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs applies only when there are two mitzvahs, why does Rabbi Eliezer apply it in the case of Megillah when there's only one mitzvah? So you see that Tosfos is literally applying the principle of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs to the case of Megillah. V'tzarech lomar dat Tosfos mechalkin bein Mila v'Halel v'chadome l'nidon didan v'emes b'mitzvah shezmana echad v'nimshak kol ayom lo hefzik ein bo mishum Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs in ma'akra. And the only reason why he has to be makdim is because the reason makdim mitzvah is shalo hevir al zmana mitzvah. You can't call it a havara that you passed over a period of time. You can pass over an object, but not a period of time. Avol mitzvah sheyesh lo shnei zmanim nifrodim, v'yichom l'kaima v'zman harishon u'ma'akrat v'zman hasheni bazel v'shnei hazmanim mechulokim kishnei mekomos mechulokim sheyesh ba mishum ein ma'avir ol mitzvus. I can't explain this to you. He's saying that just like there are two mekomos, there are two zman. Yeah.
Basically, it's the same idea. You do in terms of time, you do it the earliest time possible. In terms of two mitzvot, you have to do the closest one first, or the first one. Right?
No, but listen, Don. We're not saying do the closest one first. We're saying you're not allowed to
skip over the one.
You know, if you have a time period, you say, well, don't miss up the opportunity. Do it first. That's one thing. Ein avin al mitzvah is something that's much more far-reaching. It says that, you know, you're insulting a mitzvah here because you dropped that mitzvah, you passed over it, and you went to another
right.
mitzvah.
That's why you should put your yad, your tefillin shel yad closest, so that's the first thing you grab when you take it out of the bed.
Isn't there a location tziruf with Omer? Like, in other words, I have a certain quota of Omer to bring, so couldn't the Rachok and the Karov be combined into one mitzvah? So like, it's not like I did the second.
What are you going to do? You're going to go backwards and then take. You passed over the Karov, right? So what are you going to do?
I'm short of my quota.
When you talk about tziruf, you know, you have two objects in front of you, you want to combine them.
So for whatever reason, I missed the Karov and went to the Rachok.
Right.
Because, oops, I didn't meet my obligation to go back to the first, and together there was
I see. Mitzvah. Yeah. Maybe you could do such a thing. I don't know.
Could you write the on the board? The,
what? Aim of Vinal Mitzvahs?
No, that I got. The one about the time.
Mitzvahs? Here, copy it over here because he writes it many, many times. You're on Tough Mem Bays. You have Tough Mem Bays?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's four lines before the end of the page. Do you see it? 1, 2, 3, 4. Mishum is the first.
That's two.
See, Mishum, you see the word Mishum? Or you have a different printing?
Well, we have this one.
Wow, I thought that the second volume was exactly the same as the first. Holy mackerel, give this to me for a second. No, it's very important for me. No, it's four lines up from the bottom. I was right.
Four lines.
Well, it's
four.
Put it in the same paragraph twice.
So which one is it? Mekam?
Mishum. You see what it says, Mishum, four lines up from the bottom?
This one, Mishum.
Ein Mavirin. Oh, he doesn't add Allah mitzvahs, right? I'm sorry. You were asking about Zrizim Akdilim.
Yeah.
So you see four lines up from the bottom? Ella, you see the word Ella?
Yeah.
Zrizim Akdilim Lemitzvahs. Those three words you want to underline. And then copy them over into your page. Now, Ben pointed out that two lines up from the bottom page, he also says Zrizim Akdilim Lemitzvahs. But I said four lines up because Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs.
In Snorish, Shrikhat Damim, does that mean that if I went to the second one, I've nullified the first? I can no longer. I'm just trying to understand the why.
Well, again, you might ask the following question. What happens if he did the Shpichas Shiraim on a different side of the Mizbeach? Is he Yotze the Mitzvah or not? I would assume yes, he's Yotze the Mitzvah. I don't know. That might depend upon a different sugi, which is called Shiraim Ma'akfin or Loma Akfin. I don't know. Now, is there anyone here who has the Masifta Chelek Gimel? No. Okay. So, I don't want to burden you if you don't have it, but I'll just read you what he says here. This is footnote number Kuf Lamed Zayin, 137. He says, Ayin betosus Megillah, She'ik Shem Kishu V'tirtsu V'yesh Mefarshim, V'shem Yesh Farshim, D'lo Shaykh L'meimer Eim Avinu L'mitzvah Z'alehecha She'esh L'fadav Shtei Mitzvahs, Sheyesh lo lasos kodem osa de poga bereisha, and he explains it as follows: Lo amrinan ein mavrin al mitzvus el sheyesh lefanav shtei mitzvus va'anidon eza mihen yakdim. You know, as if you want to know which of the two mitzvus come first, that's called ein mavrin al mitzvus. Aval, he says, kishiyesh lefanav gak mitzvah achas. If he only has in front of him one mitzvah, b'kayyavna. Lo aminin aklal di ema vina la mitzvahs. Ulam, he says, and that's the way the Shidim Gubetz also does it. Ulam, he says, misiyum divrei Tosfos kan shekosfu, quote, avalikvolo mokom lo kavinon. That doesn't sound like he's differentiating between one mitzvah and two mitzvahs. Nira desfirle, de be'eres gam be mitzvah achas. I'm reading haklal di eima v'yonal and mitzvahs. This is exciting because we saw that already in the Omer. Ella, the calls that when do we say eima v'yonal mitzvahs? Kasher anu lo boim likvoa. Oh, okay. Now I'm excited. Lo boim likvoa tsuras hamitzvah. Okay, I call it the kfiyus hamitzvah. He calls it the tsuras hamitzvah. Machmas klal ze. Avuk sha'anu boim likvoas tsuras hamitzvah. Kegon kan sha'anu boim likvoas tsuras shvichas hashirayim. Shehei dafka biyisod ma'arovi. Bazel lo amrinon. Ein ma'vinon hamitzvahs. Ulazet zark pasuk. Lefarish lanu befarish ketzad nasis hamitzvah. I rest my case.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what I called kfiyas makom, he calls tsuras hamitzvah. Maybe it's his language is a lot better than mine. There are two issues. There's one issue about how to implement the mitzvah. There's another issue of how to determine the tsuras hamitzvah, meaning the abstract halachic legal requirement of how to do the mitzvah. In the case of shvichas shirayim, what we wanted to determine is what's the halachic law and requirements for fulfilling the mitzvah. For that, you need a pasuk. You can't apply Eima Viral Mitzvahs. Eima Viral Mitzvahs only help you to determine and to define how you should implement the mitzvah, in what sequence, in what order, where you start, where you finish. But that's not what's at stake is not how to define the tzuras on mitzvah. So this is antithetical to the Brisker Rav, because the Brisker Rav wanted to say that in Omer, if you skip over the Karov and you go to the Rachok, then you've forfeited that mitzvah of Karov. He's not going to be willing to accept that. He's going to say, no, that's just a question of how you should do the mitzvah. Take advantage of this opportunity. We're not talking about the Kviyas Tzuras HaMitzvah. Who's he quoting over here? Mechokek Safun. I never heard of it. So let's just see in the last 5 minutes that we have here on page, you have page Tuf Mem Gimel, right? And he quotes a Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda. This is the paragraph that starts Veha Tosfos on line 5. Virabbeinu Yehuda, you have it? Rabbeinu Yehuda tirates the ilav kra havamini de ein mavrin lechatchila hodi avit shari umishum hachi itzrich the asur b'di'evet. Now I'm wondering if that's what we were hinting at before, that maybe the reason why we need the pasuk el asher pesach o el moed is because in the absence of the pasuk, okay, you violated the principle of ein mavrin al mitzvah, we'll give you a patch for that. But it doesn't mean, therefore, that you have to do the mitzvah again and find another opportunity to get back to the tzafon. Like you said before, Ben, he passed over the Omer at Karav and now he went to the Rochel, now he has to go back to the... But now the Torah says that Asher Pesach Ol Moed, so it's not just an issue of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs, there's a big chiddush over here in this pasuk. The chiddush is that you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Shvichas Shirayim Al Yisod, because he didn't do it on the Yisod Ma'arovi. So it's much more than like penalize him as a bad boy because he didn't live up to the standards and the demands of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs. Ubeturei Evan Hikshal Divreim, the Eini Yodea Ma Inyin Lechatchilu B'di Evan Ligavi Shvichas Shirayim. Now I don't begin to understand this kasha. You know why it's important to know whether it's Lechatchilu B'di Evan? I want to know whether or not he's got to go back and do it again. So if he just violated the principle of Eimav Yinal Mitzvah, okay, he shouldn't have done so, but Maida Ava Ava, whatever he did, he did. We're not going to undermine, we're not going to start from the beginning again, turn the clock back. But if I hold up in the Eved, this halacha of Shirayim, then he's going to have to repeat it again, only if he has somewhat dam. I don't know. Maybe that's what the Turi Evan is assuming, that he has no more dam, so he can't go back. Because Shvichas Shirayim means to get rid of all the dam that's left in the kli. I don't know. Otherwise, I honestly, I don't understand what he's saying. He says Hashirayim lo ma'akvi kidisnan hasam bechol Hashirayim im lo nasan lo ikev vanichol man the yomer hasam the Hashirayim pnimi ma'akvin. Oh, there's one man the yomer holds that in the case of a chatos pnimis Hashirayim is ma'akev, which is very interesting, Rabos, because we're going to have to talk about Pigel. What happens here at Machshavas Pigel at the time of Shvicha Shirayim? The Gemara Daf Yud Gimel in Svokim actually has a Havamina that a Machshava Poselis during Shvichas Shirayim might actually passel the Karbon. And that would make a lot of sense if you hold that Shvicha Shirayim Ma'akvim. So that's a sugya. He says, "Havamina kimodim lo nasan klal ikev b'diavad hakadamim nasan v'lo kineged haPesach ikev el gemandi yom shirayim lo ma'akvi hashda lo nasan klal ein ma'akvi kol shkev nasan el shlo nasan kineged haPesach diena ma'akev hashda kro the Pesach b'diday lovely." So the Tereyevin says, "I don't understand this Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda." I mean, you could understand and justify Rabbeinu Yehuda if you hold that Shirayim ma'akvim, and therefore, if he did it on the, you know, on the wrong yisod, he's got to go back and bring the carbon again. He starts from scratch, even in the hakrabas hakarbon. But now we hold the Chachamim adopt a position that Shvicha Shirayim is not ma'akev. So what happened? He did it on the wrong yisod. So what's going to be? I mean, the carbon is kosher, my nafkamina. So I thought the nafkamina would be where he has to go back and do another shvicha, but he's assuming that's impossible. Behind the nokaraturi, even the masha kosav atosim mishum di ema virin hava mina dafka lechatchila bir divrem she'enoma akiv b'karbon v'tzir kra. The ma'akiv v'karbon, and on this he asks, v'ashirayim ein ma'akiv v'karbon. Uli v'pashas yesh lomer, di'ein kavon esatos l'ikuv v'karbon, l'ikuv mitzvah shvichas shirayim. Ha'ainu, di'im ishum di'ein ma'virin, hava mina dikiyah mitzvah shvichas shirayim, al yidei nesin al yisod dromi. He went to the wrong yisod. Kamash v'krod, don't know, iskayim is a shvichas dom nafkimina. Oh, look at that. Is there still dam available? Does he have to do another shvicha to replace the one on the dromi and go back to the tzvoni? In yachal osfam, he can gather together the dam. The lachzar ulashofchan bimkoma v'yisodem arav. Itzarch lasos came. So I don't know why the Tereyevin was bothered by this. Aval iavi din yisod marav mishuv de'im avirin is came into sof shofchan. There's no need to have him collect the dam and do a different replacement shvicha. That's half of this one essay. I can't believe it. He goes on and on. But I thought this was a little bit of a change of pace for us. You know, in baseball, I remember that they used to say that sometimes the pitcher would pitch a change of pace. Does anybody remember that? Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure what it means because I'm not an expert. Maybe the ball comes a little slowly or it goes down instead of up. I don't know. It's a change of pace. It's
going down is a sinker.
Sinker. Okay. So I don't know what a change of pace is. Maybe a change of pace that usually throw a curveball or fastball.
No, I think the ball changes speed as it's going.
Oh, okay.
Texans know football. I don't know.
Yeah,
because so this intellectual sport. That's why Texans are in the football.
So I hope the Texans will not object to a change of pace in this case. I wanted to give a shiur on a topic that's a little bit more general, and we saw how it applies to Tefillin. It applies to Megillas Esther in terms of which month, and it applies to Dishun Mizbech, you know, Dishun Hamizbech versus Dishun Hamenorah, and then how it applies to Shvichas Shirayim Al Yisod HaMaravi. So that's all, folks, for today. Okay, then? If you're around at 11:45, I can tell you which
Dishin is the ashes?
The ashes, yeah, cleaning out the ashes. Yeah.